talking very strangely. There's dip you, Moses, in the ocean, bring it out in the time of Ahmed. God told Moses that I showed you that because you belong to that time. And let's drop the subject, it's a long story. I am the Karim, I am the giver, and I will give bread to people because I want to provoke something. Let's hear it.
I am kind. I show my servant bread in order that desire may cause that living one to weep. A mother rubs the nose of her babe that it may wake and seek some food. For it may have fallen asleep, hungry, unawares.
And you see, suddenly he would say, I provoke like a child, which could starve to death by being sleepy. The mother will rub the nose to wake the child up, will say, if I even push an intrigue, it's with a good intention because I provoke something. And I know that if I don't provoke you, you won't move. Do you remember that time? Oh my God, for how long? I believe a couple of centuries, millennia. Adam and Eve were sitting down like animals and the fruit was there and they wouldn't pick it up, would they? How could they? Because they are not intelligent yet. So they wouldn't pick it up. Then what? He offered the best he had, the closest angel to him. He sacrificed the closest angel to just provoke us. Right? I am the provoker. And my question is, why? You tell me. Why is he provoking us? Doesn't he has better thing to do? Is up of yours?
I'm just guessing, is it part of the attraction?
Pardon me?
Is this part of the attraction?
Part of the attraction. Oh, attraction comes later. First, he will create separation, physical entity, and all that. And he's confessing to it. Yeah.
So
why?
So we can dip ourselves in the ocean.
So what?
To get into appreciation.
Hoi, hoi, hoi. Why did he create us? What is the goal of creation? That is the point. We talked a little bit about it, and today we have to talk a lot about it. Why? Because to us, this existence is dynamic, right? It's going towards self-consciousness. That we know. But our question is, why are we created? We could not be created because of a necessity. Because it means that before we are created, he needs something. So, and there could be no use for us. So the question is, why did he create us? You tell me the answer.
What then happened to God?
What? She should have told it because it is written in her language, and I know it in her language. Because There were some silly people like me. They went to Muhammad and they said, we want to know why he created us. To the feet. He went to the other room, picked up the cell phone and called up and said, why did you create us? He answered,
I was a hidden treasure.
You should remember, that's it.
I was a hidden treasure and I loved to be known, so I created humanity that I might be known.
Exactly. In kuntu kanzan mahfiyan fahbabtu an a'raf. Falagat khalaqna al-khaliq laka ya'raf.
Can
you understand the meaning?
Because the pronunciation is not...
I know. I'm not pronouncing it like the Arabic because I don't know Arab language that way.
So you must have just
But as it goes that I was the hidden treasure and kuntu kanzan makhfiyan fahbabtu an a'raf falaqad khalaqna al-khaliq laka ya'raf. Means I was a hidden treasure and I would have liked to be known. Therefore created you to know me. That's what it is. Remember that separation I make very sharply between human and animal. Up to the animal, no one is seeking the truth. Because you're not here for that. We are the seeker of the truth. The curiosity and the imagination in us will provoke us with a little bit knowledge. Satan, we will become the walker of the path, seeker of the truth. That's what it is. This is something we should not forget, because this is the meaning of us. To that picture we have from the Creator, we are here for a very specific duty, is to discover that beauty. Remember, when he looked at the creation, he liked it because it was beautiful. Why was it beautiful? Because it's his own image, his own reflection. It was beautiful, but it was limited. He could not step in. He created us in it to do it. That's what it is. That's what we believe, and that's the way we see it. We are created because he wanted to be known. And by that known, I don't mean knowledge. I mean wisdom, because that's ma'rifah. It's not the ilm. That arafa, which is ma'ruf, means known by everyone. He wanted to be known by everyone. We are created to do that duty. This is important, read it.
For it may have fallen asleep unaware, and it prods her two breasts for the sake of milk.
This is the continuum of that. I rub your nose to wake you up, to feed you. Then, yes?
I was a treasure, a hidden mercy, so I sent forth a rightly guided imam.
Yes. You read it now. That's Arabic, read it. Show the Arabic.
كنت كنزا رحمة مخفيا فابتعثت أمه.
That's not the way Rumi pronounced it in old Arabic time. It's كنت كنزا رحمة مخفية فابتعثت أمة مهدية.
So you want me to say it in poetry?
That's the rhyme. No, I wanted to, because you were taking the note out of my pronunciation, the word was there. So I was surprised that you're wasting your time to write it down. I didn't know your book is not that one. And it's better to use, for you especially, to use this book, which is Persian and English both. Because there are times that it's Arabic and it's there. When he quotes from Quran and all that, it's in Arabic and you would understand it much better.
So where do I buy this one from?
Oh, it's easy. They will give you a copy of it like that. Oh, my dear. Please.
Well,
let her know how to get a copy of this.
I make sure that I read it in poetry. I just thought I had to read it slowly so everybody could...
No.
Oh,
I wanted
okay,
you to see the Arabic. Because this is the key. He will not translate it to Persian. Yes, he will. Later he will say, oh, the treasure I was talking. He will say it in Persian. He will say it in Arabic. He will insist upon it because this is the basic of this knowledge. We are not here just to be here. We are here to do something. Our role is to discover the hidden treasure. The treasure is Haq. And Haq is hidden. Remember, before we being created, there was no good or bad. Everything was. Khair and Shar are created with us, with this imagination. Therefore,
every grace that you are seeking with your soul, he showed it to you that you might desire it.
Means whatever you like, the intention is hidden in you. So it's not that you like something. Something is there working. Exactly the same way that your stomach and I don't know which part of that meat and bone will let you know that you're hungry and you go to hunt and find the food. Deep down in your heart, there is the provocation to understand just and justice, to understand the real from fake, to all that. So, the intuition is there. And?
How many idols did Ahmed break in the world that the communities might cry, oh Lord?
You remember that Ahmed has never ever broke some idols, only once in Gaba. He arrived and he broke everything. But the idol broker was
Abraham.
Abraham, which was idol maker, the son of idol maker. Then he realized that I shouldn't fall in love with my creation. That was the trick. And I La uhibbu al-afirin. Period. That's improvement. Here you say, the Ahmed broke so many idols to make all his people to be believers. Yes?
Had it not been for the effects of efforts of Ahmed, you also, like your ancestors, would be worshipping idols. This head of yours has been delivered from bowing to idols in order that you may acknowledge his rightful claim upon the communities.
Means if you want to really appreciate the condition you're in, because you know in the past they will worship the idols. Now you don't worship an idol, so you're saved. You want to appreciate it? The appreciation is the desire to be saved from the idol within. Because that's the idol you are worshipping. You're worshipping your ego. You're worshipping your belief. You're worshipping maybe the party you are a member of. Yes?
If you speak thanks for this deliverance, that he may also deliver you from the idol within. Since he has delivered your head